This is the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on a Tuesday evening. Every Tuesday evening in the 6 o'clock hour, we focus on music from the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, their chamber players, their soloists, and more, with a special focus on the 2015 Hot Summer Nights Festival. We've heard recordings from the gamut of classical music. This week in studio, I've got guests Jane Whitesides. She's the executive director of the Missouri Symphony Society and the Missouri Symphony Orchestra's music director, Kirk Trevor. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Thank you.
I wanted to give Kirk the opportunity to tell us what we just heard.
Well, we've just heard from the 2015 season. The last one you just heard was Shaka from Mavlast, which happened in the third program, selection from Death and Transfiguration by Richard Strauss. And we began with my assistant, Adam Bodoni, conducting the Marquez Danzon No. 2, which is one of the funnest pieces I think we played all season.
Now here we are, near the end of May. It's only a few short weeks before the 2016 edition of Hot Summer Nights gets underway.
Indeed.
How y'all feeling right now?
Excited.
Excited. Obviously, always nervous at this time because this is the time when, if anything is likely to come up at the last minute, this would be the time when it happens. And unfortunately, you can never anticipate the kind of things that can happen. We do our best job, Jane and I, to be one step ahead of everybody and have everything ready in place to go. We have housing this year, which we did not have last year at this time. So our musicians at least know where they're going to be living this year, and that's a great plus.
So maybe we should back up a step and tell people who may not be aware what is Hot Summer Nights.
Hot Summer Nights is the largest classical and pops music festival in the state, probably in a three-state region outside of Ravinia in Chicago and Aspen in Colorado. And people say, well, how do you gauge the largest? You know, is it the largest in numbers of unused programs? So we are the largest music festival in the number of concerts in the number of days that we have, which is 24 concerts in 38 days. Now, what constitutes a festival? A festival is a unit that the orchestra, the Missouri Symphony Society, presents as a comprehensive festival that includes various genres, from pops to classical. And most importantly, that the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, which is a resident orchestra of the Hot Summer Nights Festival, is an orchestra that is made up of members from all over the United States and across the globe. About 40 musicians come from outside of Columbia to be part of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, and we house them this year and hopefully for many years to come at Cougar Village, which is a wonderful apartment complex on the campus of Columbia College, who has been a wonderful supporter and sponsor of us for many years now.
I don't think about that necessarily, the number of performers that are coming here, until at the show or even after the fact, it kind of hits me that, well, these folks aren't local. The Missouri Symphony Society has brought in quite a large contingent each summer. How do you manage that process?
Well, Kirk actually recruits the musicians and gets them to sign a contract. I have been working on the housing since I got here. That was one of my first priorities, to make sure that everybody had a good place where they would reside for the, you know, weeks that they're here. I came on last year just as Hot Summer Nights was ending. So the final concert, I met a few of the musicians, but this is a first for me, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know them and also trying to anticipate their needs before they get here.
Our goal is not only to recruit, but to retain musicians, and many of our musicians have been coming for 10, 15, 20 years. And I think that speaks to the fact that they love living in Columbia. They love the mix of music in the festival. I think that's important to musicians, that it's not just a pops festival, it's not just a classical festival or chamber music, but there's this whole of things for them to do, which I think keeps them, especially considering that this festival is a large and a long festival by American standards. Most music festivals of this kind are usually the Bellingham Festival in Washington, even Spoleto, the famous festival that I kind of modeled this on, is only 4 weeks. So to have a six-week festival, and the real change probably happened about 10, 12 years ago when Hot Summer Night became Hot Summer Nights, as opposed to the Summer Music Festival of the Missouri Chamber Orchestra, which it was during Hugo Vianello's time, was basically that we looked at the week and said, let's not just make it a Saturday night, Sunday afternoon kind of music festival. Let's make it any day of the week there can be performances. So we have chamber music on Mondays. We have family concerts on Wednesdays. We have community concerts on Thursdays. We have pops concerts on Fridays, classical performances on Saturdays and Sunday afternoon. So the whole week is utilized, and so I think that that's what makes it a true festival. Historically, during the 80s and 90s, there was a general thinking of symphony orchestras across the world is let's convert our pops audience to classical. And let's see, you know, if we can make these pops concerts have some classical element to them and get people excited about classical music. And I've always been skeptical of that approach because, in fact, I say there's two different audiences out there. And let's try to make sure that we make the best product for the pops audience, the best product for the classical audience, the best product for, rather than trying, as you say, with Venn diagram to try and create all of these crossover audiences. I think that each audience is separate. I think even a classical music lover who comes to a pops concert is not viewing that concert with classical ears and eyes. I think they come to the pops concert because they also like Led Zeppelin or Ben Vereen or Elvis. And when they listen to that kind of music, they want a completely different ambience from when they're listening to Beethoven and Brahms. And so it gets back to my old philosophy. It's not Beethoven that's the problem. It's how we present Beethoven that's the problem. And it may be it's not Ben Vereen or Led Zeppelin or Ben E. King or Broadway music that's the problem. It's how we present it. And I want all of our audiences, whether they're in a chamber music recital or a classical concert or a community concert, to have the best experience and the highest quality experience. And so we as an institution have to also think of those audiences being separate and unique rather than crossovers.
That's Kirk Trevor. He's the music director of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Executive director of the Missouri Symphony Society, Jane Whitesides, is in studio as well. They've been my guest this week on Intermission here on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour.